You're live.
Good morning, everybody. We're coming to you live right here from inside the main build facility at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I'm Tom, just getting all over the flu. The lady and man sitting right here at my feet, and we all know the master entering stage left. Bubba, good morning, Bub. How are we doing today?
I'm going to be over here for the day.
Good morning, everybody. We're coming to you live. I'm Tom. We all know the ladies, man, and the master is going to be on the right today.
Yeah, but to them, it's the left.
It's right. That's correct. I said entering stage left. That's correct. It's as the audience views it, ladies and gentlemen. Stage right, stage left is as you view it through the lens. Welcome, everybody. It's Friday. This episode, we're going to be talking about what do we do after a vehicle has been painted here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.
Tell them.
Once it comes back, I typically scratch it or wreck it. I know Larry Williams out there in Georgia's watching us. Larry, thank you for everything you do, all of the wonderful upholstery work. But you know, too, that I'll have this thing scratched or dinged or banged. Or something will happen to it before then. This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. The moose is loose. Miss Outlaw Boutique. Find her online at Miss Outlaw Boutique. And, Bub, I'm going to release a secret we haven't talked about. It's been in your stable for a while. It is the Daytona One line of products that you use in these cars. You've kept it quiet because you didn't want people talking about it, but we're going to be talking about it, Bub.
Yep.
This beautiful, this is one of the 32-valve, oh, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, big, big event going on this weekend, Bub. Tell us what's going on down here.
So right now, of course, it is Palm Beach's Barrett Jackson event.
It is
insane down here right now.
It is.
The entire feature of this Barrett Jackson for 2018 Palm Beach is the John Stalupi collection. Almost 90% of
his rides. Tell everybody who John Stalupi is, please.
No, I'd rather not. Let's just leave it at that. We'll leave it at names with a lot of cars. He has a very high-end collection.
Yes.
Has an incredible museum.
Yes.
And he does nothing more than show these things off to the general public. He puts on car shows. He just keeps a lot of people in the mix of the custom car and hot rod, classic, vintage, pro touring, modern performance, lifted, on-road, off-road. He brings everyone together in the community. That is what he does.
Yes.
And it's great. He's actually auctioning off that entire collection.
Well,
most
of
that collection.
Like 10 of cars I'd heard about.
Yeah, man. So a lot of that collection is going to be up running across the block at Barrett Jackson, which is just a couple miles south of us. We will be making it out there both days through the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, primetime slots. So we're really looking forward to that.
It's going to be really, really exciting. I know Christy Lee's there. I know Chris Jacobs is there, Bub. A lot of celebrities. It's going to be fun. We're going to get down there and check it out. Mike over there at Barrett Jackson, thanks for taking care of us. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful time. Bub, let's not forget, also, before we jump into this, the big unveil at the Celebrate Exotic Car Festival up in the Orlando Daytona area for Paul Sr., my very good friend, and the American Chopper episodes that begin what night, Bub?
May 28th, starting at 10 p.m. Thursday nights.
The
on
new
Discovery
American
Channel.
Chopper. And by the way, Bub, let everybody know, please, that Senior, Junior, and Mikey are back together.
Yeah, man, pretty good.
It's a good thing. Bub, let's talk a little bit. After a car is shot, there are a lot of things you do. That is when you get even more meticulous because all of the body work's been done, all of the metal work's been done, all of the rust has been taken out of the vehicle, and now it's time to really make the quality of the product shine, if you will.
Yeah, you know, that's one of the biggest things that most people don't have a true understanding for in this industry, man, is real paint and body. I'm not talking a paint job. I'm talking a show quality paint job.
Sure.
And there are two totally different variables. I mean, let me tell you. One is you go and get your car taped up. You get it scuffed down with a 320 to 400 grit sandpaper. Nothing gets unbolted from the car. The lights stay in it. They're just taped all up. Your bumpers don't get removed. It's just quick, easy. Things just get taped up, scuffed, and shot. It's literally a blast-through paint job. You can do it at some cheap places, as cheap as $2,000, right, for a quick paint job. Yeah, it looks freaking great from 50, 75 feet away. You get up on it, it is disgusting.
It's terrible.
I'm talking the tape lines around the weather strip, the windows.
Yeah.
Dude, let me tell you. And a lot of people who haven't had stuff like that done don't really understand the difference between good quality and crap quality. And let me tell you, there's a huge difference. Well, here at BEM, we definitely do not go the short route when it comes to paint and body.
It's a long process.
We make sure these things are show quality every freaking time. And I'm literally telling you, maybe a little too much of a show quality condition for most of these street cars.
Absolutely.
And that's really hard for a lot of clients because some people just want a cheap, quick paint job, and I can't bring my quality level down to a crap paint job.
You can't.
It's really hard. It truly is. Using
it
the skill set that we have here, everyone here on the team, plus all of the quality of the, you know, the components that we use to get that finished product, there's no shortcutting. And when you're trying to, you know, get rid of imperfections in clear coat or maybe in the paint or You know, you're doing body work. There's no shortcutting, and none of our guys here will shortcut. And that's kind of the hard part, because your quality is always here and it's never dropping down, regardless of a budget. And sometimes that can bite you.
And what I love about it is, as much quality as you put into it, you still have people out there who try to tear you down and act like they know differently, or that you're cutting the corners of that quality. It shows right here. In fact, the reason we're a couple minutes late is the client came in to look at this car and was blown away.
Yeah.
Absolutely blown away. Bub, you always invest in the latest in technologies. This is part of what we call the TriZac system. The TriZac system is made by 3M. Mm-hmm. It is a wet sand system, if I am correct, mm-hmm. that you use to go over the car. The TriZac system is an air-driven or pneumatically driven DA or sander, right?
Yep.
It's a sander. And DA means dual action. It moves in more than one direction. So it gives a very smooth finish. It's a Velcro, or what we call a hook and loop fastener,
yep.
on the back. Tell me about this piece of that I'm holding here, Bub, what it is and why it's so smooth.
Yeah, man. So what you're holding there is actually the finishing pad. That is 3M's TriZac series. This is one of those, let's say, really helps in terms of production, but also gives you a great quality job when you are done. This speed that it produces utilizing a DA makes this process that much faster. Now, is that something that you always use as a go-to? Probably not. There are pros and cons to this system, and let me tell you. When you are doing very high-end jobs, you are doing, and let's just throw it out there, paint jobs that are north of $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, and trust me, guys, they are out there. When you are doing paint jobs of that quality, you're probably not going to slam through it on your finishing step. Wet sanding and buffing is your finishing step in paint, just
it
so
is.
Everybody
it's
knows.
Very important.
You're probably not going to slam through it really fast with a Orbital DA, something that just runs through it a lot quicker. It does cut down on time, but is it 100% show quality? Probably not, right? So you can go old school. You can use things like DuraBlocks, which are almost a poly / hard foam mix that are literally different shaped blocks that you can wrap in whatever sandpaper it is you want to use to wet sand the car down so that you can work with the curves, you can work with angles, and you can remove any and every last imperfection of that paint, whether there be like a nib in the paint, maybe dirt fell in it.
A nib meaning what?
Just imperfections in the paint. So just any imperfections in the paint, the clear coat, you want to get those things out. If it's already in the paint, you're kind of screwed. You want to make sure you get that out while you're painting. So always key to make sure you're watching as you're painting. In between each coat, we tack cloth on everything that we do, so our paint comes out very, very clear. And then shooting in the proper environments, of course, is key. But wet sanding and buffing is that finishing touch. Me, I always start with a 1,000 or 1,500 grit initial wet sand to go over and remove any imperfections in the clear coat that may be there. Then what you want to do is refine those scratches slowly until you get to a finished, near polished result before you even put a buffing pad to it. So what I mean by that is 1,000 or 1,500 grit to start, always wet. Then you're going to go from there to a 1,500 or 2,000, depending on how your sandpaper setup is. The TriZac series is actually a 1,500 to a 3,000 step. And then you're always going to jump from that 3 to even a 5, sometimes even a 6, depending on how much of a mirror image you want. Average jobs that we do here, when it comes to like really high-end quality but not SEMA quality, right? That's good. We would do a 1,000 grit, 1,500 grit, and then a 3,000 grit, and that's going to get more than you will ever see on the street and at any of these car shows.
Using the TriZac system.
Yeah. Bub.
Good morning to Larry Williams out there. Larry Williams is the official Bubba's Exotic Motorsports upholstery facility up there. He is doing very well. Bub, Larry would like to know, do you clay any of your cars? That's a good question, Bub. You do clay cars, mm-hmm. but you don't when you're painting or doing final paint.
Yeah, you know, that's a really good question, too, because there's a lot of people out there that you know, want to know about clay bars, and they want to know about, you know, what that, there's so much going on, especially right now in the automotive industry and the whole world of the automotive arena. Paint correction, right? That's like the biggest thing right now. Paint correction and, you know, PPF, which is paint protection films. Also the ceramic coating, that's taking off really strong. And there are a lot of guys out there that claim to be professionals with it just because they're holding the stuff in their hands, right? And it's two totally different things.
Yeah,
you need
is.
To really understand it. Anytime you're working with any sort of paint quality, it is all about skill set, and it's all about the quality of the component you are using to, you know, get to your end result, right? In Larry's question, clay bars. Clay bars, yes, really good. More so for after this job is done. clay bars aren't going to give you this. They're not going to give you a mirror quality image. What they're going to do is basically use an abrasive style, you know, essentially clay that you're keeping wet, and you're rubbing it over your car to remove anything that may be on it. Maybe there's road grime. Maybe there is, you know, like you just mentioned, sap. There's water stains that have gotten on it from being next to, you know, sprinklers or, you know, it's not going to remove, let's face it, it's not going to remove anything that's in the clear coat, any imperfections from a paint job. It's not going to do that, but what it will do is remove anything from that top layer of that paint just to clean it off, and you'll feel the difference. If you were to flip your hand over and run your hand across the paint, you'll feel the difference of a smooth style finish after you clay barred it to maybe before it was a little dry, a little oxidized, maybe sitting in the sun, it's, you know, dulled out a little bit. So it will clean the car up. It will help, kind of a more do-it-yourselfer step than it is a high-end professional seven-step polish.
Larry, that's a great question. I need you and your brother and beautiful wife to stick around towards the end of this segment. This is heading that way up to Georgia. I need to talk to you about it. We'll talk about it live here. Good morning, Brother Mike, up there in Garrett County, Maryland. Brother Mike says, good morning, guys. This is the real Mike, not a Russian bot saying hi.
Okay.
What's up, Mike? We love you, Brother Mike. And Mark Harpin, the BEM dirt track driver, he says, good morning, Tom, Bub, and Big Money. Big Money's laying right here. You'll see him before the end of the show. Number 12, number 88, loaded for tonight's races. The Bubba's Exotic Motorsports dirt track driver, Mark Hoffman, is tearing it up there. He took number one in the points up there last year, Bub, and he's already doing it again. He said they've got 75 and 80 degree temperatures for the track this weekend.
That's pretty good.
It's really good, man. We have some stuff going up there, a dirt track pack that we're going to be sending up there. We need the test specifics back on that through Daytona 1 because you're going to be running some stuff with them as well on the BEM Willie Young team as well.
Yep.
It's going to be pretty cool. But once you get done with the Trizac system here, it's time to turn your attention to what you call the polishing, all right? Mm-hmm. You do your polishing in four stages. Each stage is done, Bub. I'm going to put my phone over here. Each stage is done with a very, very high-end buffer. This also is a 3M buffer. This is the one that Bubba actually uses, ladies and gentlemen. It's a heavier duty piece of equipment. It probably weighs about 10 pounds. As you can see, Bubba's right-handed, so he grips it here, and he uses his left hand to secure the orbital buffer. There are three different pads. This is a quick detach pad. It is the most expensive you can buy so that the quality of the finish is the best, Bob. Would you show us how the detach pad works and why did you choose this product over others, Bob?
Yeah, so, you know, again, with us, it's all about quality. It's all about the not only what you're building or designing, but also the quality of the tooling you are using to get to that end result. And this is 3M's brand new system. Again, the Trizac series for wet sanding and buffing, the four-step, three-step essentially with the buffer,
fourth
but also
if you do
fourth
hand.
If you use a hand glaze. This is all 3M's newest in terms of their polishing. So everything from the cutting process, the rubbing, to the machine polish, the secondary, then your third step, which is going to be a swirl-free shine. And I'll tell you what, man, that is why you want to just buy the best stuff. The quick release system is their newest setup. Nothing more than just like an air hose coupler. That's exactly what it is. You can take it off. These are double-sided pads, so you can get more than one use out of them and get quite a few cars done with these things. What do you got?
Wait. We call these waffles, and they are designed.
Not the kinds you eat, though.
No, you cannot eat these. You'll see a little bit of red paint, Bub, on the front of the white pad. Is that okay?
Well, it is, but it isn't. So in a case like this, when you see red paint, you see a color. If you are shooting a base coat, clear coat car, that typically means you've gone through clear and you've gotten into color. In this case, it was nothing more than a simple overspray of the original base coat onto some of the trimmings on the car. So it was a matter of hitting them, polishing them off, and that's why you see color. But on this pad, typically you should only see maybe some white residue.
This pad also, ladies and gentlemen, you'll notice that Bub works in synchronicity. Everything has to be in harmony and everything matches. Notice the white cap matches the white pad. And the reason it has a waffled style pattern is so that when Bub applies the white sparingly to the surface of the vehicle itself, when he pulls the trigger and this thing begins to spin in an orbital fashion, it doesn't sling it all over him and waste the product. Get it in his eyes, get it on his body, even though it's non-toxic. It actually sits inside these grooves and disperses itself evenly in a centrifugal manner. It's a very easy process, Bub. Bub, from there you move to the second step, or what it looks like is the black or gray step.
Yeah, so it's, again, this is a three-part system. As you mentioned earlier, The cap of the bottle matches the pad that you should be using. Let me tell you, and I'm throwing it out there, there are a lot of dildos out there in the industry that can't figure that concept out. I don't understand why. Black cap, black pad, white cap, white pad. Trust me, I've even hired and fired guys over that specific reason right there alone. I don't understand what's so tricky to understand that, but
I happen to
that's
be
the
one.
Way 3M designed it. They designed it very simple. They designed it so it is retard-proof. Every one of these pads is out of a different compound and structure, some very hard, starting with the white, and they fade down and get very, very soft.
I happen that to blue, be one of those dildos.
Yeah, I know. I just can't get rid of you. The blue is a very soft compound. Again, that's for your swirl-free shine. That is literally to just go through and put almost a final glaze over the car and take out any last little swirls or imperfections, even on black cars. I'm telling you, there's mirror quality out of all three of these steps. So these three steps combined with a hand glaze when you're done, four steps total of going around the car just in the polish on the machine side. Then you get into the three steps of wet sanding, 1,000, 1,500, 3,000, or even going up into six. You will have a solid week's worth of time into a true wet sand and buff for a mirror quality image. And that's just straight handwork, skills, and quality equipment.
And Bub, it's taken you all week just to do the front end of this R32, which is one of the performance Volkswagen. It's based on the original Rabbit platform.
Yeah, man, these things were actually fairly rare cars, man. So I'll tell you what, the R32 platform, all-wheel drive, manual.
Is this all-wheel drive?
Yeah, these things produced a lot of power for their time. They were kind of lightweight. They were really, really fun once you hop them up a little bit. As you can see, this one's got a lot of little fun features to it. It's full suspension, full-wheel and tire combo, big brake kit. This thing does have a full intake exhaust, custom tune. So this car is a play toy. It's a lot of fun. Now we had to make it look good. The fresh paint job on it, now we're doing the seven-step wet sand and buff. And this thing is literally getting a mirror quality shine. If you go out to Instagram.com/Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, you will see some of these things going up. And I'm telling you, it is not edited, unfiltered, walking around the car. You can't really see it in the clarity of this one, but this is mirror quality shine. It's ridiculous.
Hey, Bub, how about that 57 T-Bird top that you finalized? Oh. It took you about 3 weeks to do that.
I did that posting yesterday, yes.
Yes, it's up on Instagram as well. Yep. Look at that, the white one. It's got the Bucky Dent car we built for that episode of Discovery and South Beach Classics, yep, their season finale, and it's got that client's car up there. But finally, what it's time to do, after everything is done here, mm-hmm, after the cut and buff is done on the car, what we call the cut and buff or wet sanding and buffing, we now have to turn our attention to the detailing side of things.
Which is a mess, by the way.
This is a mess.
When you do the seven-step wet sand and buff procedure, you are going to make a freaking mess everywhere. It's going to be on your clothes. I destroy a pair of shoes every time because of the compound, and naturally just wet sanding, it is all running down on you. So typically, like shirt, shorts, jeans, wherever you are, shoes, leg hair, face,
yep, everywhere.
You're getting covered. The car is getting covered. Every nook and cranny and crack is getting covered. So you are going to want to spend a full day detailing alone. You're going to need brushes. You're going to need the right lubricants. You're going to need the right cleaners to get down in all of the cracks.
You will, Bob. That's for sure. And a lot of people have written in and asked, what do we personally use? A lot, mm-hmm, of people use Meguiar's. You've used Meguiar's over the years, mm-hmm, as well. We use a variety of products from one company, Daytona One.
Yeah.
The owner of that is actually inducted into the NASCAR Hall of Fame. He's a very research guy. But you use glass cleaner on your cars. This is a foaming glass cleaner that you use. It's a professional glass cleaner, and it smells really good, man.
Yeah, man, this stuff is great. I can show you a little bit of it. See, it looks really good. We'll polish that up in a minute. But I'll tell you what, man, this stuff gives you...
Oh, my God, that smells good, man.
Oh, smells great. All of the products from Daytona One smell great. Even the oil, dude, by the way.
Did you smell the pina colada stuff the other day?
I did. Oh, I did. God. That's actually the quick detailer in wax.
Is it really?
Which is what we're going to be running over this car here now that the seven-step buffing has been done. We are going to...
Oh, my God, that's it, isn't it, Bob?
Yeah, don't drink it, though. Yeah, that's it right there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You guys can't smell that.
What?
Smell it. You guys smell that? Right?
Jesus.
Oh, my God. How about that?
I don't know what to tell you.
This is actually, Bub, the Daytona One quick detailer and wax. It's a finishing glaze and swirl remover as well. The wax, Bub, is really cool because you spray this stuff on and you can wipe it right off, man. And it's just like, just glass, man.
Yeah, and that's, there's a lot of people out there that, I started to mention earlier that wonder and they ask questions about ceramic coatings. They ask questions about, paint protection films. Clear bras for the front of your car, same thing as PPF.
Yep, PPF.
Everybody asks those questions, and everyone wants to know, do you just take it? Do you throw it on the car? Do you apply it? Let me tell you, that stuff is absolutely pointless if you are working with a foundation that is a mess from the start. You want to make sure that your paint correction is done, that you have clarity in your paint, because all you're going to do when you put on any sort of ceramic coating, which is that incredible protection, the hardening agent you put on top of your clear coat, anytime you put anything on top of it, all you're doing is locking the underneath down. That's what you're doing. So you want, what do you got?
Larry Williams says, smell-o-vision.
Oh, Jesus. So you want to make sure that you are working with a clean start before you even put anything else on. The paint protection films, the clear brawls, the ceramic coatings. You want to make sure that you're starting with a really clean surface. If that's as far as you want to go, there's no reason to put that kind of money into something, which, let's face it, it's getting pretty expensive right now. It is kind of a hot commodity. So it is getting expensive. The industry is booming right now with the paint protection films and the ceramic coatings. Again, make sure you can trust who you're having do that install, because there are a lot of people out there that just hold the product in their hand and say that they're installing it. Not so much.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And finally, Bud, for the interior, you start using products like the Daytona One leather and vinyl cleaner. This stuff works really nice. It smells really good too, man.
But
it
you like have typically never installed any of that stuff properly.
I usually use the leather cleaner on the windshield.
I know. Yeah, and you asked why it still has streaks all over.
That's correct.
Yeah.
But the seats come out squeaky clean with the glass cleaner.
I know they do.
Right?
Streak free.
That's
glass, not so much.
What's
it's like lube everywhere.
Even the beautiful pina colada smell of the quick detailer and wax bub you can use on the windows and glass surfaces, and it comes completely clean, man. No streaks, no nothing. These products are going to get up to the BEM upholstery shop up in Georgia, Chatham, Georgia. We're going to get those out to Larry. I want him to start retailing that stuff. And not only that, but I'd like that used in all of the interiors of the cars that roll out up there, bub.
Yeah.
So it's a lot, man. It's not just taking a car that's been painted and putting a quick wet sand into it and throw it down the road.
No, it's, you know, again, if you want that mirror quality image, you know, and that's key. It's really hard. You know, we do a lot of repairs on a lot of high-end vehicles that come, you know, mass production to us. You know, we have brand new cars come in from insurance jobs. I'm talking brand new, you know, Chargers to Chevrolet pickups to Ford Mustangs to Ferraris. It doesn't matter. None of those cars have that SEMA quality mirror image shine. It just doesn't happen in today's world. They're mass production. They roll down the assembly lines and they get shot. Now, the paint is very clear and most of them. GM, on the other hand, is not clear at all. I don't
know
what
they have. You're not a big fan of the GM paint.
I don't know what they've done over the past couple years, and I'm just throwing it out there. There's more freaking orange peel in their paint jobs nowadays than I've ever seen in my entire life. It's bad. It's realistic. It's bad. Right? If you were to ever have charged a client and painted a car with that kind of orange peel, you'd be screwed. Like, it's that bad.
But it's okay for them to get away with it. If you do it, it's
mass production, so it doesn't, you don't question it. Because it's just like, it comes on the assembly line. But I'll tell you what, man, it's, when you try to repair something like that, so for example, maybe you get a scratch on like the driver's door of like a brand new GM vehicle, you want to try to repair that scratch. Well, if you have to go as far as painting it, it's almost hard to paint and to blend and match those because, again, there's so much orange peel in it. So you almost have to forcefully make the job look bad. And that's where it's really tricky because you can't use any of these style components, which are going to give you a mirror quality shine. So you have to do it in the way that you shoot your paint and the way that your clear lays and flows.
So it doesn't just start with finalizing the paint. It starts with the way you start your
body
work.
Prep. Yeah, total prep. All about prep. Paint and body is all about prep. How much time you put into it. If you rush it, you're going to get a rush job. If you rush it at the start, I'm talking with bondos, with dents, with rust repair. If you rush a tape part of the job, maybe you didn't remove a piece from the car and you've got to tape something, maybe you've got to back tape it. If you didn't tape it properly, when you go to peel that tape off when you're done, you might peel the paint up and there you go. You either got to start all the way over again and take it past that. But it's all about prep time, man. Every last piece of it, even using that buffer. You can't rush it. You can't turn it up any faster than you should. 1,200 to 2,000 is what 3M recommends on any of their compounds. You want to stay in that range. I typically stay at the 1,400 range, but you have to move. You can't stay in one spot. These things generate a lot of heat. Before you know it, you'll be right through and you'll be down in that primer.
And we'll do, Bub, an episode. We're getting ready to finalize this one-of-one GTX-1. We'll be doing this process again next week, and I'd like to show everybody on the Monday and Friday show. We'll show the pre-paint and the painted components and how delicately you have to work with this so you don't burn through things.
That's right, especially on composites like that. When you're working with something that is either fiberglass-based, carbon fiber-based, metal creates heat. But it takes a minute to warm up. When you are working with something fiberglass, one spin of that buffer on that thing at 1,500 RPM is going to get that
warmed up.
It's going to be hot. So you can very, very, very quickly cause the paint to literally boil from the underside and pop up when you're working with fiberglass. And that's what you don't want to do. So this is a very serious setup, something that you want to take time and understand it. If it is something you even want to try to push on, man, and that's what I mean by today's people have to have a true skill set to operate a full 7-stage buffing, start to finish, including wet sanding, to make sure you've got an image quality shine.
So please, people, don't rush people that are working on your cars. Let your technicians and your skilled, the skilled shop that you've hired to do that work, take their time and get it done right. They want to deliver a quality product to you. They don't want you complaining because something was less than 100% perfect. Bub, tomorrow, big news, we start with?
Podcast One.
Podcast One, Bub. Been in touch with Chris and Eli and Kirsten over there and everyone. Podcast One, the new show will be now premiering on Podcast One. It's a very exciting time. The landing page is up. You can you'll be able to visit us there on podcastone.com. It's going to be a lot of fun, Bub. All the big names are out there, and we're going to be joining them as well.
Yep.
It's going to be an exciting time. So we're going to be bringing you more about that tomorrow from 9 to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. As we do the show live. Tune in and please join us for that, if you would, Bub.
Okay.
Until tomorrow, Bub, from 9 to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast.
Just keep on doing it, Bubba style.
Let's keep on doing it, Bubba style. Ladies and gentlemen, let's reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive manner today. Let's feed somebody who's hungry standing on the street corner, man. That designer cup of coffee you're drinking is about the same price as a protein bar and a protein shake right there at 7-Eleven across the street. Somebody's got holes in the bottom of their shoe. Let's put a set of shoes on them. I know guys that are driving around out there. You probably know them too. Brother Mike, you might know these people with stilettos in their trunk. They're probably yours, Brother Mike. Give those stilettos to you. They're not doing you any good. Give those stilettos to the guy on the corner right over there. How about that? And if somebody's got their hands full or they're just elderly, ladies and gentlemen, let's open the door for them. Let's give them a hand, right? Tomorrow, 9 to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast, doing it Bubba style. You'll see it live right here on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Facebook page, ladies and gentlemen. The Barrett Jackson Auto Auction, the largest collection of cars, will cross this stage all the way through Sunday. It's already started. We know one of our clients has already texted us and said they've purchased 8 vehicles, which we'll be seeing starting to show up next week. Next week, Bub, on those? Something like that?
Yeah.
We'll bring them to you live. We like to bring those Barrett Jackson cars in here. They're a lot of fun. But hold on 1 second. Let me see. Hold on. You want to say goodbye? You want to say goodbye to everybody? Hold on 1 second. As promised, ladies and gentlemen, there is the ladies' man. He's sitting right there. He knows it's Friday. And it's time to get out of here. Until tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, let's just keep on doing it Bubba style. Bub, let's go grab something to eat. It's about time to do that, right? Ladies, man, you getting hungry? How about that?